Yo, what's good? It's your boy Denny P. You should know what this is. This is that audio blog, podcast, vlog. It's not a vlog as in a video blog, but it's like a voice blog. So, you know, this is what we're doing right now. And you done tuned in to the Art of Struggle podcast by me, you know, your presenter, your host, your everything, Denny P. A music artist. Music creative, a creative period, all that jazz. So let's kill the noise and get straight into this podcast though. All right, so welcome back. This is, I don't know what season this is. I'm just gonna say season two. Welcome back to, you know, the Independent Artist Struggle podcast. Almost didn't know the damn name for my podcast. That's fucked up. That tells you how long I ain't did this. Last time I did one, it was in June. I don't want to say I struggled to put that one out. I struggled to, I guess, have a idea of something to talk about. But it's been like almost a month and a half. Last time I put one out was June 10th. Now we're into August. Yay! So that's another thing too. Like so this the thing. Around that time, I was getting into creating this event type situation, music wise. So the plan was to put out 2 songs a week in June, but having to wait for features, and I didn't have to wait for features, but waiting for features because I wanted a certain vibe on it. I wanted people on it. It just threw my plan off because I didn't have a plan beforehand. It was kind of, you know, over like fly by night type shit, or that might not be the right description, but. Long story short, I didn't have a plan before I made this plan, which sounds a little crazy. So I planned to do something, but I didn't plan on how I would go about doing it, if that makes sense. So the plan was to put out 2 songs a week in June, starting with the first song being released on my birthday, because my birthday is June 2nd. And then after that, just following up. Like, so what was my birthday on Sunday this year? Regardless of what day it was, I was gonna release the first song on my birthday, and then the next song that following Friday or whatever. So I was gonna do Tuesdays and Fridays, but that didn't, like, I just explained why it didn't work out. But seeing as I didn't get to release that plan that I wanted to in June, I was like, fuck it. I got all these songs. Might as well make it a project or something. So all of July, I've been working on it. Like June, I was working on it. I don't know. It was like, I guess mentally, it was like, wait, fucking with me. Now that I got most of it done, it's, I don't know. Like it was taking its toll on me because I'm like, fuck. Because if you know me, then you know. I write all the music. I perform all the music. I record all the music. I mix all the music. I don't master it. I use Lander for that. Then I'm making the artwork for it. And then, like, it's just, and I'm sitting there trying to order the songs. Like, it's like I'm doing everything by myself. Like, it's just me over here. Like, I would love more help on this side, but it's, you know, everybody wants to be Beyonce. Pause. I don't know if that deserves a pause. Everybody wants to be Beyonce. Everybody wants to be Michael Jackson. Everybody wants to be David Ruffin and the Temptations. You see what I'm saying? Even though I know it's not David Ruffin and the Temptations, that's just what he said. That's what was said in the movie. He was like, I'm David Ruffin and these are the Temptations. And everybody wants that type of situation. So pretty much that's in a nutshell, music wise that's what was going on with me. So I ended up creating 10 songs I mean not 10 songs I ended up creating 12 songs or tracks. I might have ended up creating like 10 songs. Okay. Yeah. Technically, I ended up creating 10 songs. I made an interlude and an intro-ish type thing. But after we transition, I'm going to tell you what I did with, because I'm only going to use 10 of those songs on the actual album, project album. I'm going to tell you what I'm about to do with those other two songs after we transition. It's good to be back, though. So, the two songs out of the 10. Well, first, let me tell you the project. The project is called Gemini Sun because since the beginning of the year and even before that, I want to say I've been getting into the Zodiac. That would be a lie. I have not been getting into the Zodiac. I've been trying to understand myself and figure out, why do I do the things that I do? Why do I feel how I feel? Blase, blah, blase, blah. Only thing that I felt like I could turn to help me understand myself, because it's pretty much been around damn near close to the beginning of the time, or the beginning of people being civilized, is the Zodiac. That's my understanding. I could be wrong, but the Zodiac for a long time has, I would say, pretty accurately described why people do what they do, how they act, why they feel, how they feel. And that's just my point of reference. And not to discredit any religions or any other thing that somebody goes to help them feel better about themselves. But I just felt like this, for me, would be the best way to gauge on how I'm feeling, what I'm feeling, and why I'm acting how I'm acting. So the project is called Gemini Sun. I produced everything myself. I wrote everything myself. Let me double back. On one song, I got a co-producer on there. Shout out to Easy Beats. I wrote everything. I'm recording everything. I'll be mixing everything. I will not master everything, like I said, because I don't feel like, this is not me putting myself down or downplaying myself. I've been told I do that shit a lot, but it takes, like, if I mixed it, I don't think I should master it. And that's what a lot of people say, that if you mixing it, it's, your ears are biased, you should take it to somebody else to get a fresh ear. Me, I don't, like, I could go on YouTube and Google search, I mean, well, pretty much the same thing. I could go on YouTube and search how to master a song for however I need. If I got external plugins or if I got the stock plugins, I could YouTube a video. But just because I put some settings on don't mean I know what the fuck I'm doing. So, you gotta excuse me, I'm getting coffee. So I could do that shit all I want to, but if I don't understand why I'm doing it and I'm just slapping some shit on, that's defeating the purpose, I feel like. So I'm not mastering it. I will be making the artwork, and of course I'll be doing my own promotion. Unless I end up paying somebody. And like pretty much everything I'll be doing myself, setting up my own shows, all that stuff. But back to these two songs. The two songs are called, I turned it into, okay, so these two songs is pretty much, I'm calling it a maxi single. I've heard the term used before. It's a music term, music business term. It just means two songs. So it's a maxi single. It's called Castor and Pollux, and that's along the lines of my Gemini Sun theme. Castor and Pollux were two demigods from Greek mythology who were fathered by Zeus in a weird ass way. I'm not about to go into all that. And at the end of their life, he pretty much made them a constellation. So that's why the project is called Castor and Pollux, and that's the meaning behind the naming of it. Just stay with the theme. Let's transition real quick. I've been talking for almost five minutes. Let's transition. So these two songs were songs that I felt like in the whole of the project that they could go, they could sit in there, but they stand out too much to be for that project. Like, one of them for sure can sit in there and hide within the rest of the other songs. And I don't mean hide like it won't be noticed. I mean hide like content wise, like it's on topic with the song before it and the song after it. The other one, it's not as much as the other one, as the first one. So this two songs is Talking Too Much and Let Me Explain to You. So the Let Me Explain to You, it's more of, how can I put this? All the other songs on the Gemini Sun project are more of, I don't want to say happy, but I guess the Let Me Explain to You is like aggressive compared to the other ones. Like, it's the most aggressive one. So with that being said, I don't want to change the vibe, because the vibe of the project is to be, you know, ride, chill, boo love, be with bae, you know. If you feel, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, that's the vibe of the project, on some chill shit, you know what I'm saying, on some chill loving type shit. So if I throw that Let Me Explain to You, because it's more, not aggressive, assertive, no, aggressive is right, more assertive, aggressive, I don't give a fuck what you talking about, let me tell you this, you gonna understand what I'm trying to say, which, that, me being a Gemini, that's a trait I have. Like, once I get to a point that I feel like you not listening to me, so I'm like, nah. Obviously I'm talking a lot right now, but when I get to a point that I feel like I gotta vocalize my frustrations, yeah, it's yeah, let me explain you something, let me tell you this, this is how it's going to go. If you don't like it, I don't care, because I'm still going to do this anyway. That's just when I get, you know, to a place that I'm not really trying to fuck with you. But Castor and Pollux, two-piece, it's different. Like, trying to create a whole album by yourself. Like, not just a mixtape where you could just put any song after the next song. Like, this shit I'm trying to be real meticulous with. And my plan was to put it out in... was to put it out in September. Now I'm thinking about moving it back to October. Because I'm thinking visually now. Like, because now I'm trying to figure out a visual for the project. Or at least two. I would like to do two. So I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to put a video together and write a story, a treatment, and all that other stuff, which I have a great idea of how to do it. Hold on, my coffee. But it's, how much flame is? So this would be the point where I give you some information that you can use. Some useful information. Let me take a sip of this coffee. I'll get right back with you. So, I came across this video on YouTube from a guy who, I mean, he has really good information, or he gives really good information, and he was, the topic was videos, and do you need music videos, like, not, the way it was presented was not you shouldn't have music videos, but the question of do you need them for your music career in 2019. And he brought up some pretty good points, but if I'm not gonna say he's wrong, and I'm not gonna say that shit wasn't all the way right, but I believe you need them, but I don't think the music video is what's gonna set you over top. It's because if don't nobody know you fucking there, how they's not just about to go to a music video and they don't know you there. Like in 2019, right now, the person is more important than the music. If a whole bunch of people don't fuck with you, they not gonna fuck with the song. You know what I'm saying? And they not gonna fuck with the video because they don't fuck with you. Now, let me try to say it differently. So, let Kylie Jenner put out a song right now. She don't rap. I mean, she might have. I don't know. I don't follow her, so I don't know if she put music out or not. So, forgive me for being ignorant. If she did do some shit, I don't give a fuck about what she got going on. I mean, it's not helping me or hurting me. So, let's just stick with that. Say Kylie Jenner put out a song right now. Never made a song before, whatever. She put out a song right now. Millions of people are going to fuck with that because they fuck with her. They don't fuck with her musical ability. They fuck with her because she's never before showed an interest in music. But today, she decided, I'm about to put this song out. Like, I made it 2 minutes ago. I'm about to put it out. She's going to get the traffic because of who she is, and people fuck with her and her name. They might not like the song, but they'll go play that shit at least one time just because they fuck with her. Like, that's her, that's their girl. So, with that being said, in 2019, it's more beneficial if people fuck with you directly. I'm not saying don't make good music. I'm not saying don't have good content. I'm not saying any of that stuff. I'm just saying, like, the of how I'm just saying of how it if you're trying to be successful, you need the people to fuck with you. And that's my understanding. That's what I'm learning. If people don't fuck with you, you could get your music out there, but it's like 1 to 1 billion chance, and I'm exaggerating because I don't know the actual numbers, but 1 to 1 billion chance of your shit going viral. So if that's the case, to make your shit go viral faster, you should get more people to fuck with you. Now, I know that was a little uneducated answer. That might not have been the right word either, but I hope you get the point. So with that being said, he was just saying, like, back in the day when people did music videos, they did music videos to boost the sales of the record, to get people to go out and buy more records. That was the purpose of a music video. The purpose of the music video was to sell shit. So now, making a music video, you can't really sell. I mean, you could get people to go play it and stream it, but if they're listening to it there and they're going to... He was saying that people are more likely to play a song on repeat than they are to watch a video on repeat. Long story short. So with that being said, that's where my mindset was at with the video. So I'm trying to craft a dope ass treatment for a music video before I do anything, and I plan on doing some promotion to push the song, which I haven't chose for the album, not the two-piece, the album. Hold on, y'all. So that's where I'm at with thinking about a music video wise. And this is another thing. Over the course and the time of me not making any podcasts, I signed up for United Masters. If y'all don't know, I've been using DistroKid for the past couple years now. I've been using DistroKid. And I don't know that I'm going to not use DistroKid. I'll probably just use it from time to time. But United Masters is different. And this is not a sponsored ad. I'm just telling you what I'm using and why I'm using it. Right now, I'm in test phase of using United Masters. Which, honestly, I really believe I'm going to stick with using United Masters. So, DistroKid, I love DistroKid. DistroKid is dope because they give you all your shit back. You know what I mean? They don't hold your money. You make what you made. You paid them up front. You paid your fee, and all the money is yours. On top of that, they do extra little incentives, like they get your music on Instagram and Facebook. Also, they pay for covers. Like, you could do covers on DistroKid, and they'll get the cover license for the song that you covered. So I like that. In case I want to do some covers and throw something up, and which I'm going to end up doing, because I got an idea how that would drive traffic on Spotify. But that's not what we're talking about right now. So United Masters. This is what really got me. This is what really got me. Like, yeah, I'm with this. I'm fucking with this. They distribute through Sound Exchange. So, for those of you who don't know what Sound Exchange does, they collect your royalties when your music is being streamed online or played on online radio or anywhere that your music is played digitally. They collect the money for that shit. If you don't know, going to Sound Exchange by itself, like, it could be pretty pricey per song. Now imagine you just did an album and they want you to pay $50 per song, and I don't know that these are the actual prices. I don't know if you just go through Sound Exchange by itself, but if you're paying $50 per song, and you got an album with 12 songs, and you got a good amount of followers online, but you still not making enough money to pay that shit. United Masters is the middleman, and I don't know. I hate to say shit and I don't know shit, but I'm gonna look more into it. But that's why I'm testing it with this two-piece Castor and Pollux joint. I'm gonna figure out how they collecting their money, how they getting their money back from that. But that's what got me excited. It's gonna collect money from the plays that you get online. That Sound Exchange shit really got me excited. So they also do Instagram and Facebook, so I should still be able to I should still be able to put my music in the Instagram story. I should still be able to do that. And it's some other stuff that I'm gonna look at more, but those were what stood out to me. So this is the plan for Castor and Pollux. on United Masters. And then when I get the promotion going, also they let you see, they take all your social media if you allow them, and they put them up and they give you your potential fans. So hold on, let's take a break and then I'll come back and tell you about that. So let's say you got 1,000 followers on Instagram, you got 2,000 followers on Twitter, you got 500 followers on SoundCloud, your Facebook page has a couple hundred followers, you got 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. They're gonna take all those, put them in one place, and allow you to see that, like, they're telling you that's your potential fan base, your potential reach, you know, that's what you're working with. And they just line them all up, and if you gain new followers on the platforms, they'll let you know. They'll be like, hey, you getting new followers over here, you might want to, you know what I'm saying? I think it's pretty dope that they're putting it in front of you like that. So, and I'm not saying it's not other platforms that do that, but as somebody who is, they're not a digital distribution company, but they are a digital distribution company, it's dope that they're trying to figure out how to help you figure out where you need to focus, or, you know what I'm saying, like stuff like that, or tell you like what's working for you, you know what I'm saying? So I think this is going to be interesting. If I want to say, if I'm liking the numbers start looking, if the stats start looking really great on United Masters, then I'm for sure going to use United Masters. But I was kind of thinking about using Amuse too, but Amuse is for, even though it's free, like United Masters was, I just signed up and they wanted to see some of my pages, the Instagram, this YouTube. They saw some of my pages and they I asked to be joined in, and they looked at my stuff and they accepted it. So I mean, Amuse, anybody can get it. So I don't know. I thought about using Amuse too, but compared to what, and I don't think Amuse does Instagram or Facebook. So that, I guess that's kind of what was a deal breaker for me for Amuse. But I still might put something out on Amuse just to see how it does. Just as, you know, for test purposes. But I'm really excited to see what happens with the music being on United Masters. Pretty much in a nutshell, that's about all. I got new music coming. The Castron Pollux, that comes out August 30th. It's a Friday. I'll be putting a link in all the bios and shit so you can pre-save, you know, to support a nigga. What else? I'm trying to figure out what else I got going on. I'm working on another podcast with friends. Two Purves and a Prude podcast. Or for whatever reason, I gotta be the prude, which is complete bullshit, but that, I'll save that for that podcast. I'm not gonna rant over here. And I'll be making more content, I guess. Oh, I've been, well, let's get back into the Gemini Sun real quick. I've been making videos. I've been making videos and images with me in the picture with myself. So it's me and me, but it's like, you have to see, you can go to my Instagram, check out my social media, go to my Instagram. Cause that's the best place to see a whole bunch of examples. Instagram at DANXEPX2. The website is DANXEPX2.com. And that's another thing, I got to upgrade, update the website while I was in my promo bag. But pretty much that's all that's going on. I put out a new song called Stress, and that's along the under the influence of the Gemini Sun theme, where I'm in the video arguing with myself. So talk, you know, pretty much talking about stress and shit like that and blase blase. You can check that shit out. That's on YouTube. The song is on all streaming platforms. And yeah, I'll holler at y'all though.